This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are we going to play guess the manager? You bet. Not right now, though. We're going to give it a couple minutes.
Can I just interrupt you real quick with this?
Yeah.
So more of this Robert Saleh Jet stuff is coming in.
Oh, okay, good.
Albert Breer, SI.com. Saleh came into work this morning as usual and was informed by Jets owner Woody Johnson of the decision. That's cold. Walk into work for the morning and all of a sudden the guy goes, hi, nice to see you. Let's take a seat.
I once worked with a news anchor who, when he came in the entrance, the back door where we always came into work, he came in the back door, was greeted by the news director with his belongings in a box and told to go home.
That's real cold.
That's cold.
Wow. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I saw that. I was like, whoa.
And they're 2-3, Andy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they fire a coach at 2-3. We'll get into the Browns later.
Stop it.
No, I'm not saying fire Kevin Stefanski at all. I'm not. That's not where I'm going with that. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. I feel like I'm postponing everything in the show so we can get to where we really want to be. And that's talking about the Guardians' history. There are a lot of questions that I think folks are asking themselves. And I think that's just another sign of a good game. I know it's hard to look at it from the other side when you lose. Like, you can sit here and be mad and upset. And I know I got mad and upset at some point. There were some points where the Guardians, you know, when they weren't getting anything going and they were getting no hit early in the game, I'm like, just bunt the ball. I don't care if there's two strikes. Look how far back the third baseman is. You know, you got to do something to get moving. There was just no... They could not break through early on. And then the double plays were just complete death to the offense yesterday. So if you ask me why they lost yesterday, I'm not hung up on the home run. I'm more hung up on the fact they couldn't get anything going against a guy. Last time, as you brought up several times, we can sit here and talk about how great Detroit's starting pitcher is and that he's just amazing and that – you know, Skubal is the best thing that ever happened to Detroit, and best whatever. They had opportunities earlier in the game to change the whole philosophy, dynamic, and they hit into a couple double plays. And it was just like...
Which we'll talk about coming up, and you're right, those were crucial.
Yeah.
We're going to debate some of those coming up.
Okay, we'll debate those.
And I thought it was interesting. It was just the one thing that we talked about yesterday, and... Again, you could make the argument they did or that they didn't, and we're going to do that. Did they play for every possible run they could possibly get? Play small ball just to get a run on the board? Because it's a different game maybe in that eighth inning if you're up 1-0, you know?
Yeah, and then I just – man, it just – that ninth inning too, the bottom of the ninth went by real – now, I'm not quite sure what the strike zone was because it – it definitely felt like when Fry was up last and he struck out looking. I mean, you had two guys strike out looking
that,
at the bottom
that
of the
ball
ninth.
That was a ball on David Fry's
You
pitch.
Know what that felt like, Jeff?
Don't you think?
100%.
It was like, we're done. Let's go.
No, it felt like Sunday getaway day, didn't it? It felt like the umpires were like, we're out of here. We're out of here. Whatever it takes, let's get through this ninth inning.
I rarely criticize the umpires on balls and strikes, rarely. But when David Fry struck out on that last pitch, and they're down 3-0, Andy, so let's be real. But they're down 3-0. Still doesn't matter. You know, Tigers put together 3 straight hits in the 9th inning.
Right.
But I thought, oh, that was a missed call there.
Before you got hopped on the call this morning, Dan and I were saying it seemed like the strike zone was getting bigger because no one was scoring runs and the umpires wanted to get out of there. It's a playoff game.
The umpires didn't want to get out of there.
That last pitch felt like they wanted to get out of there.
No,
and you know
they
it.
Didn't.
That strike zone got wide starting at about the 7th inning.
There's no question it got wide.
About the 7th inning, I'm not, wide.
I'm not saying that it didn't get wide. What I'm saying was you can be sure. I'm sorry. I trust the professionalism of Major League umpires.
Oh, my God. Best joke in 13 years.
They weren't thinking in a playoff game. God, all these people are still here. We've got reservations at 8:30. We got to get there.
Really? You don't think that's ever crossed an umpire's mind ever?
Andy, we were talking. I'm talking about yesterday.
The integrity of the game.
You just brought up
yesterday. I'm telling you, the last pitch,
I'm talking about yesterday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I watched the last pitch of the game, and they looked like.
He missed the pitch.
And Jeff, I've been to enough getaway.
Damn it, I got salmon on the grill. Let's go.
Okay, that's your world, and I don't want to live in it. I'm telling you, when I saw that last pitch, and it was so low, I was like, these guys just want to get out of here. It's like, there's no way. And Dan was right. This was the point of our whole conversation. The point is, get rid of the umpires calling balls and strikes because it wasn't consistent. How can you not ask for consistency in a playoff game? They lost. Like, the Guardians didn't lose because of the last pitch. But can we get some consistency? Forget about it. Umpires at Major League Baseball don't need to be calling balls and strikes anymore. I'm done. There's no reason. If they can get it right in tennis, we can get it right in baseball. And I'm not all about, you know, clocks and just bigger bases and just all the changes they've made. I think we've all kind of just agreed to disagree if you didn't like it, but just move on. But there's no reason to get a ball and strike wrong anymore. We have the technology. The $6 million man was in the 70s. We now have everything we need to make sure we get it right. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I didn't think on the last pitch they weren't like, let's get out of here. Because that's what it was. It was a horrible miscall. Horrible. And it looked like a Sunday getaway day. We can agree to differ. All right, so let's go back. I want to talk about the game itself because there are a lot of people talking about, and I know we're going to break it down and play, you know, Tuesday morning quarterback on this and second guess the manager. But let's get the reasoning why Stephen Vogt did what he did. So let's listen in on what he had to say. One of the things he had to say was he talked about why Clase, why he put him in the 8th inning. Why did he do this? Here's what he said.
He did, thanks to Stephen Kwan making the best catch we've seen all year.
Yeah, did you? By the way, did you think it was a catch?
I thought it hit the ground.
One angle, the straightaway angle, looked like it hit the ground. The side angle looked like it hit like the finger of his glove and bounced up into his glove.
Yeah, and I think that's what they went with.
I think that one too.
Yeah, because there were
the front angle looked like it bounced.
Yeah,
but the side angle looked like it bounced off his glove into the palm of his glove. The ball clearly bounced, but it looked like on
where
the side angle,
it
bounced off of his glove into his glove.
Yeah, so and that's what, after going back and watching it 100 times, I
agree.
Did
you think that was the case?
I didn't think. When I was watching
it. Did you think it bounced off his, like,
I thought
off it, the finger
I
of
thought
his
he trapped
glove
it.
Into the heel?
I thought he trapped it. That was the first thing I thought. And I looked, and I was sitting there with, like, 6 or 7 other people, and we all watched the monitor again after it happened. And even after it happened, I think the original call was out, so they had to overturn it. So I think if the original call was
safe,
they might have stuck with it that way too.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's what umpires are good for, trying to figure that stuff out, not balls and strikes. Sorry, I didn't want to go back.
Too late.
You know, and then when you get into Clase, Vogt talked about this too. Did he have a bad outing? No, it was just one bad moment. Cut two. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. I think the ball's still going, too, by the way. Have you guys seen it land?
Wow.
It was monstrous.
Can I
to watch that live in person, it was monstrous.
After the game, Dusty Baker was on the TBS postgame show and made a really interesting point. And you can second-guess this stuff all day long. But he said, you know, Clase's throwing 101 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed, on the first 2 pitches, I think it was. And then he threw sliders three straight. And the third one, if the first one hung up, the second one hung up a little bit more maybe, and then the third one was like, hello. It was it was up, and it looked to me like it was just slightly in off the middle of the plate, which is perfect pull territory for a left-handed hitter. And that's what he did.
So the other thing that we'll be talking about in second guess the manager here is Class A just pitching to Carpenter in the first, because I heard other people, because I even looked at that point, I looked to see if the Guardians had anybody up in the bullpen. I was like, I wonder.
It's Class A. You got to let him go.
Yeah, there's no way. So there's no, I'm 90% sure, 95% sure that there's nobody up in the bullpen, because I had looked at one point during the at bat and I'm like, no, they're in. They're all in on this. And so cut three, Class A on talking about, this is Vogt about Class A pitching to Carpenter in the ninth.
Tip your cap.
Here you go, Jeff, tip your cap, please, for me. You're wearing only one wearing one
tipper.
Now. Oh, no. Hody has one on, too. I wish he could get that at-bat over. I think we were all looking to see that he was going to throw some major heat, and it was going to be strike three, and we were going to be through the inning. I think that's what we were all praying for.
Well, after two sliders, what's the hitter thinking? He's probably not going to throw a third, except maybe he was thinking that. That's the little cat and mouse game.
He guessed right. He guessed gigantically right. So now we're tied at 1-1. So we're going to play this game, second guess the manager, in a minute. I do want to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Jim in Concord. Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Vogt's like manager of the year. I hate to second guess him, but it's been a pet peeve of mine when he does this with Class A, brings him in a tie game. I understand they do that, but if he had Cade Smith sitting in the bullpen ready to come in and close it out later, I'd understand it. But now he's got Class A in a role he's not used to, and then he's going to bring in another guy who's not used to being the end of the game guy. So I just don't get it. I don't get that technique, but I know a lot of managers do it. And like I said, Vogt, he deserves praise. But we're just talking about this, so just want to chime in.
So my question is would you have held Smith back and not thrown him in the beginning of the game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Well,
no, he was perfect there.
I thought he was too. It's like everyone keeps talking about that. They're like, if you had Smith available, that maybe, but I can't. It's hard for me to second guess him on any of that.
Well, he brought in his guy to get one extra out. Now that's a different situation. Class A's not used to coming in with guys on base. Sorry, he's used to getting guys out. Can you get four guys out instead of three? Yeah, I don't think it was an outrageous move. In fact, I think it was. I get it. I'll leave it at that. I get it.
I mean, hey,
we're going to go a little more in depth here in a second.
I just in the moment, I was like, all right, well, even Mariano Rivera gave up a grand slam to Bill Selby before an All-Star break weekend. And now this is a different scenario, but I was like, even the great Mariano Rivera gives him up every once in a while. So that's what happened yesterday. All right, so let's play second guess the manager because that's what we do, and that's kind of fun. We'll do that when we return. 216-474-0092. Are you second guessing the manager? Oh, then the phone line is for you. Again, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.